Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it.
No, I got it.
Seriously, I insist.
Oh, don't be silly.
You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
No! The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
America's energy future begins now. We have the opportunity to strengthen our economy and reduce inflation. And with this opportunity comes great responsibility. Working together, we can harness our energy advantage and improve the lives of every American. More American energy means more jobs, more security, and more innovation. That's the promise of America's oil and natural gas. America's moment is now. Learn more at lightsonenergy.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Well, 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 here we are, week 37, the Monday after. Wonder what we're going to be talking about. Stevie P's got the romantic lighting on. We're going to talk about the fucking disaster of this weekend. The disaster of the people running Serie A, Stevie P. We're going to talk about, obviously, all the other scores in Serie A, some rumors, some news. And guys, you know what? Leave it to us how much we love this club that we even do this when the kind of results are what they are. But Steve, are you ready to get into this one?
Let's get into it. Let's go, guys.
Cari amici sportivi, welcome you to another edition of the Milan Weekly Podcast. Here we talk everything Milan, a disaster Milan, a shame Milan, and anger Milan. Stevie P, Vinny T, always faithful here every single Monday. You know, Steve, let's get directly into it. You know, before we get into it, guys, thank you for live viewing. I know some Toronto people are watching tonight, Steve, because the Maple Leafs got eliminated, so that's why they're watching us tonight. But, you know, guys, super chats are on. We thank you to, whether it be Patreon support, live viewers, listeners. It's not as easy as it seems to come on here every Monday. But you know what, Stevie P, we've been doing this since 2012. So we had a long run of bad results and bad seasons, but this has been a while. Talk to me about, take me through your feelings of yesterday. We're going to get into, just before the game, looking at the starting lineup, how did you feel? And I know you made fun of me about my calculations, but it is what it is. And I was, you know, hope is all I had. And I was there at the bar waiting, and it didn't take very long for me to start getting disappointed. But Stevie P, How tell me about your feelings before this game kicked off.
Honestly, utterly disappointed. It's a long time that I'm not disappointed in this Milan, and it's from top to bottom, right? We have Martino, we have Liban, we have so many guys, Fujis and Funyuns in the chat, Liban, like true guys, you know, true fans that really tune in, you know, listen, comment, and so on and so forth with what we try to put out. It was really disappointing, right? And I knew I was going to see a Martino piece, and I knew I was going to agree with him. He's my brother from another mother. But it's really that. It's really disappointment from top to bottom. And, you know, I knew that Roma would come out. I knew that, you know, it's Ranieri's last game. So if Milan didn't come out with any sort of urgency, that it was going to be a long, long Sunday for us. And it was exactly that, a long Sunday.
You know, it's didn't take long, right? We could talk about starting lineups. Some people didn't understand how, you know, Leao, you're thinking that maybe he's hurt. Musa sees a start this week. And took 2 minutes, Steve. 2 minutes, Mancini scoring the 1-0. And then things couldn't get any worse. La gomitata. And Steve, me, I would like to, I don't want to talk about, well, you know what? Yeah, I kind of dictated the game, but to me, it just seems that I'm trying to understand what is the difference between this call to the one in Coppa Italia. What did they see at VAR that they had to tell the referee, I think you should go see this. And this is what the joke of a league, and we're going to talk about other decisions of this league coming up with this changing of schedules, but What was your understanding about this violent red card?
In terms of the decision, I think it's merited. I think it's stuff that has to become, you know, obsolete in this game. Jimenez has to be smarter. He knows that Mancini is an antagonizer, and if he didn't know, then someone from the team or the management staff had to give him that heads up. That's the type of player that he is. He antagonizes, and he's looking for that type of reaction. So in terms of the play and the card, red. In terms of the difference between what happened against Roma and what happened in the Coppa Italia against Bologna, absolutely no fucking difference. That's the fucking point that everybody wants to make, and they're 100% right on that, because were Milan going to win this game against Roma? I don't know. It really sure made it even harder than we are, than it would have been playing, you know, 11v11. It made it harder being a man down, right? After you go a goal down. So timing was terrible, but there's no difference between the two. What the difference is that Serie A is so archaic in something like VAR compared to the EPL. And it's funny, right before coming in, the EPL does show sometimes, again, very calculated. They do show sometimes what the process is to get a decision in their, you know, advanced goal line, you know, goal or no goal decisions with their VAR. And it's like a conversation between two, three people. They're drawing the lines. They're making sure that they're taking all the rules into play. And here at Serie A, the clown show of clown shows, we take the decision, we throw it on a wall, and we hope that, you know, it either goes to goal or no goal on their cantina board, whatever they're doing in the cantina, because I'm convinced they're in the cantina. I'm convinced they're making or salchich or soppressata or wine and cannot be bothered to make a correct decision because, you know, when you're making salchich and soppressata, the salt and everything has to be really, really precisely calculated. So for that, we're precise. But when it comes to whether something will, you know, start or dictate the outcome of a game, we don't care. We have a different rule for stuff like that. But I'm not going to use that as an excuse, but it's something that here on this podcast we've talked about multiple times, you know, and it just keeps on getting worse and worse.
You know, it's funny how this time last year we're talking about growth in the new management and now we're talking about total collapse, no European football. I can't even believe I'm going to say this. Confederation, Conference League, what the fuck is it? Confederation League? I can only feel like I can watch when it's a big moment these days. It's right to think about these guys. Yeah. How does this team, you know, with the quality on paper that we have? But it just felt, Steve, that even after the goal, it just felt like Milan wasn't playing like, we have to give it our all because we have a slim chance to make some sort of European football. 1-1, okay. Felix the Cat scoring on that one, but that was it. And then you have set pieces once again, Steve. A corner kick and Paredes of all fucking people to score. I don't know. I just felt like when I'm losing hope, Steve.
It's a calamity of errors from the beginning of the year, you know, and I'm going to say it now at the end of the year, like I had some sort of hope that, you know, whatever they were trying to do, slim, but I did have hope that whatever they were trying to do was for the best of Milan. And I'm really sad to say 37 match days in, that in the end, the only people that they cared about were themselves. And that's from top to bottom. So Cardinale not showing up to Coppa Italia, not being there, being an owner who was not present. And Coppa Italia, guys, for those outside of Montreal, was won by Bologna. Bologna, a team that has not won a Coppa Italia in 51 years, who's owned by a Montrealer, the Saputo family, who was there. And that probably irritated not only Milan fans, but CF Montreal fans, because they kind of feel the same way, right? CF Montreal is the MLS team here in Montreal who have not seen their owner in who knows how long. But Bologna has seen their owner. So, you know, then you go down, you know, Fruilani. What's his end game here? What does he want to do? Right? Then you go Ibra. You know, we started, you know, it's good. You know, and I like the swag and I like the talk. But when you have no control of the outcome of your words, that puts you in a very vulnerable spot. And now he's in a vulnerable spot because no one gives a fuck about the Leon anymore. And no one gives a fuck that he's the boss of bosses. Because if he's the boss of bosses, wow, we're fucked.
You know, it's... And we're going to review this whole year. And my point of view is that there's a lot of fingers to be pointed at, and I don't think this is just a management thing, players, because, you know, if you think about it, how did a team with this much talent fall this hard? And, you know, we're definitely going to talk about it with the Coast to Coast guys, possibly anytime next week to do like a Serie A review. But Steve, other than the final whistle, what was your bright spot of this game?
There was absolutely no bright spot, V. To be very honest with you, it was just a lackluster performance by a group of guys that were put together by a team of people that were just put together, right? And that's the big problem with Milan. If you look at the successful clubs, they have things, they have their ducks in a row. And Milan did have their ducks in a row. Then blew up all the fucking ducks and then put other ducks back in their place, but not in a row. And this is what causes in a business, in an organization to have a lot of leaky pipes. The plumbing at Milan is not good. And we see it with the amount of rumors. We see it with the amount of, you know, tension that there is at this club every time they speak. Every time there's something in the media, it's an intensified subject that, you know, should not be even spoken about, because there are things that either come out of the dressing room, there are things that maybe should be killed and, you know, put to bed by the PR team, but are not. And this is a dark, dark time for Milan fans, because yeah, we could always go back to the banter era, and we do that every once in a while to make ourselves feel better. But our goal from the banter era was to never return, not to look back on it to make ourselves feel better, right? So it's a very scary spot to be in, because I don't know if Cardinale is aware of how bad things are without European soccer.
Speaking on that, Steve, but I know Jan in our chat had mentioned it, and I don't see it. I kind of agree with what he's saying, and I want to get to you guys' opinion on this one. And it's not about justifying what happened this year, but do you think that this loss was necessary? Because if by any chance we would have won Coppa Italia, we would have won these last two games, somehow, some way, make it into European football, would have hidden the fact, right, that this was a failure of it. Not to guys like me and you, right, or all the other true Milanistas out there, but to management, to Uncle Jerry and co. Do you think it would have maybe hit the fact, oh, it's a little Band-Aid solution, we patched it up, and let's see what happens next year? Do you think in some way this was a necessary result to, like, really, hey, slap in the face, that's it. There's no point of no return now. Now it's done. It's done.
If this was the slap in the face, that's the biggest problem. Because the slap in the face was, you know, getting, eliminated from Champions League, not being in a Scudetto contending race, basically not even at Christmas time. We were nowhere in the hunt. So it's a great question. And again, I don't want to sit here and say who's true and who's not true. My message here is that anybody who's really, really looked at this club from successful areas in our history to, you know, the darkest time, which is this is dark, but it's not the darkest.
No.
Right? You know, and I'm also including, you know, the more wiser Milan fans, the older guys who saw Milan going to Serie B.
Serie B, thank you. Yeah.
So for us, it is dark, and we have to be, because the game has changed in light years of difference between when they went to Serie B and what it is now. And we're part of a league that did not change throughout time.
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it. No, I got it. Seriously, I insist. I insisted first.
Oh, don't be silly.
You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
No!
The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
And we're part of a team that, you know, struggled to change, finally changed, and then shot itself in the foot with its own gun. And this is the scary part. And again, this is not true Milan fan or not true Milan fan. But if you look at this club and where it sits with all other clubs, it's respected. It has a history. It has golden ball winners out the wazoo. We were never afraid to spend. We were never afraid to buy a player. We were never able to take a chance. We were not afraid. We are now an organization that is afraid. And Milan being afraid is the scariest possible situation that we could be in right now.
It's funny how I saw the guy at the bar. He's a Manchester United fan, and we hugged, and I'm like, we're on the same boat, because it's like you could, it's like a mirror effect.
No. Tell the Manchester guys, all Manchester City guys who try to
compare
our situation. Manchester United guys. They could all suck a dick. They could all suck a bag of dicks.
Aren't they thinking it's all about money for them, right?
A ton of money more than us.
That's true.
Tons of money more than us. They will make more in like 17th and 18th place, respectively, and I'm including Tottenham in there because they're also a bunch of losers. They will make so much money that it will make them forget that they finished 17th, 18th, whatever the hell position they finished, 15th, 16th.
Because they what does that say to the fans, Steve? Right? Do the fans care about the money?
The fans don't care. But it's not the same boat. It's the same storm. It's a different boat.
Okay, I'll take that. Same storm, different boat. I like it. You know what? Manchester United, at least they're in some sort of European competition. Stevie P, from possibly Champions League a couple of months ago to now, not even the Conference League. Looks like if we don't come up with some sort of result where everybody else wins, Steve, Coppa Italia would start in August?
Scopitalia would start in August for us, yes.
I know they announced this whole tour of Australia. It's just like, who are we going to be playing in Coppitalia? Cittadella? It's just like, I don't understand how from a couple of months ago to this, you know? Do you think that the repercussions of no Europe, no... I don't even want to play Conference League. What the fuck are we going to do in Conference League? Anyways, do you think it would be a problem, or you think it's a good thing if we would have to start Serie A in the month of August, where a coach gets the team for more than his usual, start of training season?
So we saw this in Naples, and, people laughed. I did not. I think Naples had their ducks in a row. had their ideas of what they wanted to do, who they wanted to bring in, and that possibly helped them. With this management and not having a sporting director, not having a clear plan of what we want to do moving forward, this scares the living shit out of me. Because I don't have faith in the guys that are present right now in management to get this ship out of this storm. And if we start a season where we're not playing, you know, any sort of European competition, you know, and I disagree with you. For me, I want to play Europe as much as I can, because that's where these guys get extra games. That's where you can attract some other people to your club, regardless of, you know, Champions League, Europa League, or Conference League. And whether we like it or not, besides Inter, those are the tournaments that we can win, and we should be winning. But we're arrogant as fuck being part of the Serie A, because we're used to winning Champions League all the time, that, you know, we belittle these competitions. Are there too many competitions? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But do I want to play with them? I do. I do.
At least we'll get some sort of money, and we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll take it through the news, guys, after some key highlights of what's going on, and God knows how many more articles are going to come out in the next coming week. But let's go have a look, Steve, at week 37. In this Serie A, and what the other teams did. This segment is brought to you by Fubo.tv, your home for all things Serie A and DEPL here in Canada. E se potete anche ascoltare in italiano. Steve, it was a big week, only one game on Saturday, Atalanta, that basically meant nothing in that game, Atalanta 3, Genoa 2. Everybody else, 2:45 on Sunday. Kudos to Chocharos, even though we were not very many. There was all kinds of people wanting to watch Juve, wanting to watch Napoli, wanting to watch Inter. And our guys like, hey, Milan Club is here every single week. So they had the Milan-Roma game, and they put the Inter game on one TV. But the battle of relegation, Steve, started off Venezia needing those 3 points. We're going to take a look at the table after, but Cagliari taking home a 3-0 win at home. And then, you know, let me ask you about this game here, Steve, while I faccio la trompetta for Liban Youssef. 3-2 Fiorentina Bologna. There was a couple of those there. I know Fiorentina, it was back and forth in this game. 1-0, 1-1, and Bologna needed the, now it's what, a couple of games now that Bologna don't win. It's going to be interesting next week.
Yeah, very interesting week. Last match day. Bologna had the Coppa Italia hangover. And again, it's bad timing for them. But, you know, they did what they needed to do, and that's win the Coppa Italia. Like I said, didn't win that trophy in 51 years. Good for their fans. Can I say I was happy? Absolutely not, because they beat Milan. But hey, they're cup winners, and this was one of those games where they needed, playing Fiorentina away, quick turnaround, and you know, it's easy to drop points in Serie A when you're not ready from the beginning.
Patreon's Strasbourg Steve, you think he was watching this game on the edge of his seat? Inter Lazio 2-2. At least they entertained this game, Steve. Did they not? What a game! And then we're gonna see the other team shitting the bed. But a lot of calls on this one, penalties. Even Rocky came to the defense of the refs. All the people that are getting, all the refs that are getting bad press. You know. But what'd you think of this? This beautiful 2-2 game. At least excitement.
Good game. I think Inter dropped their chance to surpass Naples. I don't know what's going to happen on the last match day, but I think this was their way to the Scudetto, especially with Napoli's result that we're going to see later. They had Arnautović, I think, missing a sitter in the 96th minute or something like that. they're going to remember that. There's always something with Inter. I don't know if it's the Matarazzi curse.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
This looks like it's becoming that, right? Because it's getting comical. It's 2 weeks in a row that Napoli dropped points, and you know, Inter did win last week, but this was their week to surpass them and maybe look at the Champions League final a little bit more with calm. But no, we have a Friday night matches, Vinny. So.
Juve leaving it in the second half to nothing.
Oh, this was the most boringest game ever. It was like Milan was torture for me to watch. This was even worse. But again, they win. They like you understand. Like that's the frustrating part.
Still not clear. Well, we're gonna take a look. But yes, this was like I watched the extended highlights. Like Jesus Christ, man! But
there was no extended highlights. It was like short. Like just show the two goals and that's it. The rest was pure garbage.
Juve taking a very important 3 points home against Udinese. Udinese is not the ball-busting team that we've come to know in the last couple of years. Big 3 points here. Lecce taking home the big win against Torino. Monza got a little excited. They went up 1-0 after winning their first game last week, I think in 4 months. But Empoli, another... these are the guys that needed to win, Steve. Empoli 3-1 on top of Monza. And let's go directly to even Parma. That's not a 100% secure on these ones, but I was watching because they had, like, one guy had it on his phone. And I was just like, how is it 0-0? Like, you're playing for the Scudetto. Understand that Parma is playing with a bit of, you know, a bit of, come as in a book of cattiveria, but dude, it's Parma. It's Parma.
Yeah, it's Parma, but then you see that this is now... it's in Naples' head, right? It's like we're so close we can taste it, but who's gonna taste the margherita pizza if you don't win the 3 points, huh?
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies.
I got it. No, I got it. Seriously, I insisted first. Oh, don't be silly. You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
No!
The Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
I still don't understand how they're already celebrating, like, you know, celebrating the Scudetto. They have the flags out for the fourth Scudetto. Hey, I just hope they don't, all those guys that printed that stuff, it's just like, don't, you know, don't go too far, guys. It's still one game. Friday.
Scaronianitis.
Verona Como 1-1. And this is where it takes us, guys. Now, having a look, right? Empoli. Venezia 29, Empoli 31, Lecce 31, Parma 33. Look at then, you have Juventus 67, Roma 66, Lazio 65, Fiorentina 62. Steve, looking right here, right? So you got Como Inter. Como has, you know, it is what it is. Cagliari's playing Napoli, and we've decided, Steve, Serie A, brilliant minds that they are there at Serie A. Let's have these two games on a Friday night in Italy, Friday afternoon across the pond. Please, can you please explain to me, you're no dirigente, you at Club de Soccer Riviera de Prairie. What goes behind a decision like this, Steve?
I have no idea. I find it the dumbest thing ever. It kills viewership for tons of Inter and Napoli fans overseas. Absolutely. Disregards anybody else but the motherland, which is the boot, or anybody in Europe who's part of those fans, of those fan clubs. I don't know. I'm really, really shocked by this. Like, move it to Saturday, I would get it. You would have all eyeballs. It means so much. They would be playing simultaneously. I don't have an answer for you. It's very rare that I'm stumped. This stumped me from the moment that I saw it. It would give Inter maybe one extra day's rest.
They could have played on Saturday, Steve.
You're 100% right. They could have played on Saturday. but I don't know what that changes for them. Like, they're playing a Champions League final. Like, if you're not ready for the Champions League final, by hook or by crook, you're playing that Champions League final against Barcelona. So, and on that,
and on that note, I feel bad. Like, one of our fellow Milan Club members here in Montreal, family flying out to Italy, to Naples. They're Napoli fans that booked this like a couple of months ago. They were going to arrive there for week 38. And they're arriving on Friday, and the game is going to be on Friday. So it just sucks to all, even these traveling fans. But kudos, Serie A. Bologna playing Genoa, Steve. Atalanta, Parma. Now you look at that. You have Empoli, Verona. Lazio, Lecce. Even Lazio needs to win, Steve. But Lecce too. You know, Roma needs to win. Fiorentina and Venezia, Juve. I think that one's scary. Looking at this, Steve. What are you predicting, man? Who's going down with Monza? Let me take you back to the next games. It's hard. It's really hard to determine. But let's take the first one. Venezia is playing Juve.
That's a tough game for Juve.
It's a tough game, man. Tough game. Lecce is playing Lazio. The way Lazio played yesterday, I'm not sure. But who's making top four?
That's the tough part for Venezia and Lecce. They're playing two teams that are fighting for that top four, right? So if anybody of the relegation teams gets a result, it kind of impacts the top four race as well, right? So
Verona-Empoli. Verona's nice and safe, but Empoli too, you know. But Juve sticking to that fourth spot, Steve?
Look, I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think Juve will stay in that top four. Again, they played an Udine that for months now has almost nothing to play for. But they're going to play a Venezia team that needed to get a result a couple of weeks ago, and they did at home. So it's going to be a tough out for Juve. Venezia need to go for the full 3 points. So it's going to be a top last match day.
And on that note, we will be back here next week, and we'll be discussing chi è campione, who got relegated, and it is what it is, guys. And that was your Fubo segment of the week. Week 37 has gone, Steve. We have one more week, end of season. Something came out on saying that Pulisic supposedly was supposed to get a, you know, contract extension, and Anthony had posted up, you know, pausing contract negotiation because of wanting to know what the direction of the club is. Now, I don't have a problem with this, and if that is because I think a guy wants to know who he's going to be working for, what are the plans, but then I turn around and go, well, how come a guy like, you know, Reindeers just sign an extension, all that stuff. So what do you take about this news? Do you find this as like a negative, or it's like, no, it's normal behavior?
No, it's an absolute negative. This guy was ready to sign on the dotted line, and now he wants to examine his options. This is not what this management needed. And this is because they needed to take care of this guy much, much earlier and did not. The only reason Reindeer signs is because they take care of him early, and it's not because Reindeer's is better than Pulisic. I just think it's the way things, you know, the way things panned out. But this is, again, management failing, especially on renewals, especially making them get to the end, not taking care of their business. Guys, in a nutshell, our management took care of nothing. They did absolutely nothing right. You know, the Tezrani Reindeers deal is great. I'm not going to say that that's bad. I'm going to correct myself. That yes, they did some good things in terms of like signing Tezrani Reindeers. We have no renewal for Magna. We have nothing in regards to what we're going to do with, you know, with Theo Hernandez moving forward. We have no idea what's going to happen with Leao. We have no idea now what's going to happen with Pulisic. You know, you have tons of players that you took on loan. It's really a mess. And we spoke about it when you came over. We have tons of people coming back from loan. like honestly, like a Mickey Mouse organization where, you know, what's next? What's the next Diger? Like, next week we're playing Monza. Thank God that, you know, and a loss to Monza really doesn't change anything for us in terms of that we just don't finish eighth place. At this point, it's like, can the season be over? You know, Fab and Gio on Wednesdays, coast to coast, they're at the point where they just want the season to be over. For me, I want the season to be over, but I need some clarity. I need some clarity in the summer because this cannot continue like this. This is not the Milan that we love. This is a patchwork Milan that, you know, they straightened out the ship when, you know, I think it's, we have here, you know, King Bauza writes, you know, they got rid of Maldini and they gave these guys who replaced him a shit ton of money to spend, and they all shit the bed. And he's 100% right.
Well, I'm going to rephrase that. And they got a shit ton of money in the winter mercato to give it a push, because what the fuck did we do during the summer? Got Tammy Abraham on loan. You know, like the money that was spent in December, and a lot of pundits did say, like, we had one of the best mercatos, but Steve Arascaroni, Furlani, Moncada, Ibra, Cardinale. You know, we talk about always changing things from A to Z is not a good thing. Would you keep any of these guys if you had the choice?
No, because I think the well is poisoned. I think these guys are the poison. And I'm not going by the Boban interview or what he said and what he did, but they're the pieces that came in at the same time to, you know, to fix this solution, right? And they're the only pieces left. And we spoke about, you know, what we read today where, you know, Sacchi, if I'm not mistaken, said, we keep on changing the coach, but no one ever holds anybody accountable that's making the mistakes. Because there's people that are making terrible mistakes and they're not being held accountable for, and they seem to weasel their way out of not being accountable for it, right? So Moncada is the chief scout, right? So like, whoever we're going to buy, whoever Maldini was going to buy, was either referred to him or some agent, you know, like, it doesn't... Again, the pool of players is known, guys. There's no...
Wasn't that delicious?
So good.
Your bill, ladies?
I got it. No, I got it. Seriously, I insist. I insisted first.
Oh, don't be silly.
You don't be silly.
People with the Wells Fargo Active Cash credit card prefer to pay because they earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for it.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
No!
The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. Visit wellsfargo.com/activecash. Terms apply.
You know, besides the Yamin Lamal that come up through your academy and that you found at like a very young age, and you've invested and you've brought him through the different ranks of the academy to play in your first team. The players that are available, everybody knows. If we know, if our Milan Club Montreal chat knows, I'm pretty sure all these agents know, right? So, like, scouting is much different now. It's what could you do with the bang for your buck? What could you spend and what could you bring in that's going to make things work better for your team? For us, especially, like, these past couple of weeks and months, it's been, like, shit. After shit, after shit, right? We have, you know, ex-players that left, you know, and saying leaving Milan was probably the best decision for my career. That's sad, you know? And we have guys in the Primavera and the Milan Futuro who are going to Serie D, by the way, if anybody cares. So we invested
maybe not
more money.
Maybe not. Oh. If a team doesn't get to register the beauty of Serie A. But you know what? I agree with everything you say, but I'm going to go back to management is not the only ones at fault. There's no reason why this team, with the quality of player that we have, should be finishing ninth in the season. There's something going up there, but it is what it is. And, you know,
well, I'll give you the answer to that. I'll give you the answer to that. And I've said it other times. If Conte and De Zerbi were presented themselves at the door to be the coach of Milan, and you settled for Fonseca, that's your problem. And that's on management.
I'm not saying they're not the only ones to be blamed, Steve.
Well, they have a big part. 95% is on them.
I go with 75. I go with 75 because in the end, players are players. Nobody, how does a guy like, anyways, you know what? We'll leave this for the season review. Very, very quickly, Steve, I know we're talking about Serie A. What's going on there with Cellino going relegated to Serie B? And then there's another playoff. No, relegated to Serie C. I don't know if you read that, something with registrations. It's like only in Serie A, only in Italy, these things kind of happen there with Sampdoria was supposed to be in Serie C, but now because of relegated, but not because of this, they're going back to with another playoff. Anyways, guys, if you have a chance to go read up on this, it's just a complete una telenovela, una telenovela. Let me close off with this, Steve. Let's do our final. Well, before the final thoughts, if there's a player, if you know somebody has to be sacrificed, do you believe anything about Reindeers or you know between Leao, Magna, Reindeers, Pulisic? Do you think the team needs to sacrifice somebody?
I don't think they need to. It's if that player wants to be sacrificed, if that player wants to leave. We went through this before. We're going to need players that are da Milan as much as we possibly can. And we're going to need players that understand what Milan is. We're also going to need a management and an owner that understands what Milan is. Because right now, for as much as I tried my best to understand what was happening, I cannot for the life of me understand what the plan was for this management team. And, you know, of those people, the most that I am disappointed in is Ibra. Because Ibra was someone who understood and understands what it is to be a Milanist. He played for the team. The rest have no attachment, right? Like there's no attachment to Milan. He did have an attachment. And what he tried to do was be the sideshow or the sidekick that would, you know, deflect the attention. But instead of the deflecting attention, caused more stress on just the whole situation. And again, it would be players, it would be management, it would be the coach. It's just not something that I expected, and you know, and that has to be on management as well, because without a sporting director, ultimate fail. Hiring a sporting director, which apparently was his call for the Milan Futuro, that had absolutely no idea what Serie C soccer was, is an absolute terrible mistake and terrible planning by this management.
This season can get done fast enough, Steve. Week 38. You know, there's one of those pictures I think we'll put up on the Patreon. Incazzati ma sempre innamorati. I'm never gonna turn my back on my team. It sucks. It fucking hurts to see the team this way here. You know, but it is what it is. Let's see the reaction. I will say that the reaction from management during the winter market was a positive one to me. The reaction of bringing in the players. Again, let's see what happens this summer. They're talking, people are saying there's another sale coming through that Uncle Jerry's going to sell. In the end, guys, what we're all doing, whether it be on social media, on this podcast, in the comments, guys like Martino, everybody out there, we're all trying to point fingers at who's to blame. We'll talk about it on the weekly, on the yearly recap, whenever we'll do that on next week. Steve, take us home, man, because honestly, like, I have nothing else to say, man. I have nothing else to say. No, it's not banter years. I'm not going back to banter years, guys. Please stop comparing this year to banter years. Go back to those starting lineups. Go back to those crowds. Go back to what signings we used to do in those banter years, and then we'll talk. But go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, and it's sad to go back, but you know, it's a compound of that negativity, right? Because we did flambé and get our club in hot water by overspending. We corrected that with a great move by, whether we like to admit it or not, by Elliot in saving the club and putting people in place that really understood what Milan was. And that got us that 19th Scudetto, which was, yes, a miracle, but we were heading in the right direction. And to blow that up to go, you know, to quote, you know, again, just because he's in the chat, it's Martino's thing, going backwards with the way this team was going forward was very, very sad to see. And because of that, you know, we're focusing a lot, and I see the chat, we're focusing a lot on the management. But the management, guys, whether we like it or not, is in charge of this team, is in charge of player personnel, is in charge of hiring a coach, is in charge of hiring a physical preparator, a physical staff. They are in charge. They are in charge of the brains of this organization. And yes, you need a project. But, guys, we're not disgruntling. We have 36 episodes of weekly destroying the players. Leao, Teo Hernandez, lack of leadership, the young guys, Musa not coming up and not being the player that they thought that they signed. Again, having two different coaches in the span of a calendar year that, you know, we probably didn't even want. Those are the problems that they stem from management. They don't stem from the players. The players need a guided tour of what's going on for that season. What's the plan for the season? Where do we want to be at game 5? Where do we want to be at game 10? Where do we want to be at the halfway point of things, right? I don't think they had that. They had complete instability, and that was all caused by management and the ownership, and I'm going to stick with that because I think the players, yes, were talented and did react under a coach like Pioli. I just think that the management was very arrogant in how they approached the season, and it bit us in the ass. And what pisses me off is, again, that second star, which is so important to all of us.
On that note, guys, once again, thank you for live viewing, lovers and haters, for the Patreon support, the guys downloading the podcast, all that stuff. Guys, we'll be here next week. Keep your notifications on. We're not sure if we're going to go on Monday, or maybe we're going to do a yearly recap at the same time with the guys from Coast to Coast. But don't forget to turn the notification bells on. Stevie P, let's go home and go. Let's go home. Let's go enjoy the rest of this Victoria Day, La Fête des Patriotes, and ovunque e sempre.
Forza Milan!
Ciao, guys.